She looked tired. Like the sunrise was a slap in the face, uppercut dusk. Bloody lips and night shifts, the slowest fast pace, dreams traced in delusion. She finishes marathons, but only after walking for days. Long after everyone had gone home. Even the crows have closed their eyes and stopped screaming when she swings, kicking crushed water cups. Fighting to keep her eyes only contact on the checkout lane's endless succession, she'd stopped caring for the eyes of others long ago. Strangers to her world showing. But she knew what your neighbors gave to their children for breakfast every morning. Microwave pizza, freeze-dried vegetables, snacks, bags, and ice cream sandwiches, bleeding, soaked, and bloated chicken's breasts you left in her lit-numbered domain when you decided and said, I think I'll pass on the chicken breast. Not worth the minutes it take to devour it. It's last-minute abandonment. She relates to the chicken breast. Bleeding. Forgotten. Luke cold. She dispenses bags from the sagging, bruised, and bloodshot eyes that draped her face with such saturated, sweet sadness. Still, she is beautiful. A tired beauty. Like an old pair of jeans you can't quite quit. I wondered how her belly would laugh. I wondered if she would throw her head back. Would her temperature rise, stoked fires breathe life? I wondered how she would groove to remove a suffocating sweater in a sun-baked car. She'd do it smooth, do it slow. I wondered if I were next to her, if she'd ask me to hold her sleeve, so she'd never have to take her eyes off the road, hands off the wheel. She knows the road well. She dreams it in static frame. She could paint it in her sleep. That's asphalt, streaked and staggered, drawn lines that mimic lightning. Think about it. The road is but a mirror to the sky on days filled with darkness and loud noises. Black asphalt isn't much different than black clouds, both sweat, both ripped and torn by the color of light, so she walks in the sky. Smoke breaks on night shifts, needing one another, because she was going to quit as soon as she found a reason to live longer. I think the sweater would melt in my hands, drip into puddles on the floor, clean up on aisle four. She showed no sign. She grinds. Still asking, how are you? It isn't a loud phrase. How are you? Automated messages, long ago recorded greetings that sit spoiled and spill in her chest, flood up her neck, then leap past her lips, painting the world fluorescent, projectile gestures dripping off of the walls. You can't really tell if she's saying hello or goodbye or f*** off. I'm here because I got bills to pay. I think she's always saying. How many bags you need? In Canada, they ask you how many bags you need. I don't know, what do you think? Looks like, maybe two bags? I see three. She says to me. I wrap my hands around them and fill two to brim, compensating in a smile, and I hand the third one back to her. And she looked up with her eyes in her hands and gave them to me. Only for a moment. Blinked and you would have missed it. It wasn't a loud phrase. If my heart could speak to her now, it'd say, know that I saw you. I guess I was wrong, she said. No tired eyes, you're all right. Thank you. There's another little story poem.